You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hello, good folks. My name is Hassan Shabani. I live in Dearborn, Michigan. I am an atheist. I have been an atheist since the age of 12 years old. I came from a Muslim Shia background, and I found it very absurd. I have friends in the Middle East, whom I work with, Ismail Muhammad. He's on Facebook. He also has a YouTube channel. He interviews atheists from around the world. He has over 400 interviews. Mostly they speak about the history of Islam and why they became atheist. The other person is Ahmed Hussein Harkan, who has been followed. They're closing his Facebook channel. They closed his YouTube channel, and that's their only main source of income. Today, they arrested Ismail Muhammad. He is now with the police. He's been interrogated, beaten up for apostasy. We need your help desperately. I just got this message about 20 minutes ago from Ahmed Hussein Harkan. He's being followed too. There was an attempt to assassinate him. We need your help. If we can go to the UNICEF and ask them to help Ismail Muhammad. This is absurd. People in the Arab world cannot speak out. It has been a struggle for years. And they have a law that you cannot scorn religions, and the only religion actually you cannot scorn in the Middle East is the Muslim religion. The Muslims in Al-Azhar, Al-Najaf, Al-Hawza, they do scorn everybody. The teachings of Islam in the Arab world is you have to look at anybody who is not a Muslim as a non-believer or a kafir. And the kafir in the Islamic jurisprudence is death. These people are, can I get a job? It's hard for them to get a job because they're atheists. Their channels, they make their money from Facebook and support. I sometimes provide to them and through my friends and myself. But now it's getting to a point where it is hard for them to make money. And also being put in jail. Ahmed Hussein Harkan had to divorce his wife because she couldn't stand the life she lived with him, even though he loves her. Ismail Muhammad interviews, it's an interview in people's opinions, and he's put in jail. I don't know how we can help them, if we can promote him to the UNICEF and see if UNICEF can help him. My name is Hassan Shabani. You can reach me through Facebook. Hassan. Last name is Shabani, Chabbani. Please help us. Thank you.
Hello. I am from Pakistan. I am an ex-Muslim. I left my religion a year ago. I have been living a double life since. But a couple of weeks ago, I made a mistake. I got into an argument with a local priest, and one thing led to another. I questioned certain things, and he called me an apostate. Even though I denied it, because me coming out as an atheist or as an apostate would put my life in danger. But it was too late. And last week I was going to a friend's place and I was captured by 5 men and I've been sexually abused. I have been hiding here and there. I cannot leave my house, and it is very difficult for me to live like this anymore. I literally live among extremists and very religious people. They are very conservative Muslims, and it's a matter of time before it's out in the open and they're gonna kill me. They're gonna kill me in public so they can make an example out of me. I really need your help, any kind of help. If you have any contact in Pakistan where I can be safe, who can give me protection, I would really appreciate it.
What's up, Atheist Republic? Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Fable, podcasting from California, USA. Let's get into it. Between the ages of 18 and 25, I believed. I had faith. I wanted there to be an ultimate purpose, an ultimate truth. I can't say for sure which God I believed in, but I can say I believed in God. For those 7 years of belief, I prayed for one thing and one thing only, and that was truth. Ironically, around my 25th birthday, my God answered my prayer, and he, she, it, whatever it is, told me that he, she, it didn't exist. Wrap your brain around that one. Also, around my 25th year of life, I began to read like a maniac. I ate books. I read the New Testament front and back 3 times. I read the Old Testament, the Quran, the Book of the Dead, Odin, Taoism, which I still love to this day, Buddhism, New Age stuff by Eckhart, Old Age stuff by Meister Eckhart. You name it, I've probably read it. From the ages of 25 to 40, I read well over 3,000 books. I'm not sharing this information to brag, but to give you an understanding of how committed I was to finding truth. Yes, I could be wrong about there being a God, but I'm certain that it isn't anything we have experienced or read about on this planet. And I'm almost certain that nothing of the sort even exists within time or outside of time for that matter. With that being said, I'm a non-believer and proud of it. The reason I submitted this podcast is because I wanted to bring up a very important point about the believers, and that is their implications towards the non-believers. To put it another way, what does a person of faith, say Christianity, implying about a non-believer or a non-Christian for that matter? I'm not trying to pick on Christianity here, but I live in the U.S. and I can't go 3 blocks without passing a church, so it's extremely relevant to my life experience. So what does Christianity imply about me, you, my children, my wife, or any other non-Christian? I'll tell you what the Christian belief implies. It implies that I and every other non-Christian are going to hell. There's two no ways about this, and I can quote scripture and Jesus himself to back up this conclusion, but I won't because this should be common knowledge. Think about that for a second. Those who call themselves Christians wish they didn't have to acknowledge this, and it's long overdue that they had. The Christian God, whether Christians like it or not, is sending approximately 4 billion non-Christians to an eternal hell. It is saddening, repugnant, and immoral to support this ideology. This is despicable, mentally and emotional bullying at its finest. All the Abrahamic religions are guilty of this. Why would I support that religion and their beliefs? Why is it okay that there are a few billion people walking atop this rock, implying that my non-believing friends and family are going to eternal hell? That's a deal breaker for me. It blows me away how the average Joe doesn't correlate my eternal damnation and atheists' eternal damnation in hell, and that their God is sending them there for not believing. Can you say a cognitive dissonance? It's just so ludicrous. Why would we, a non-believer, expect this, dear Christian friends? Why would we accept this? This is where any meaningful conversation starts and stops with me. I love to hear an apologetic rebuttal. It's a person's prerogative to believe what he or she wishes. Just know you can't pretend around me that the hell the Bible speaks of isn't for me and my loved ones. And know that I won't pretend like you can separate this hateful literature from your beliefs. I want to end on a lighter note with a story about my daughter. This is a good one. So my then 7-year-old daughter and I went swimming at a local pool 2 summers back. We swam for a few hours and I jumped out the towel off. She approached me with a baffled and interested face. She was holding a necklace of JC hanging on a cross. She said, "Dad, why is there a naked guy stuck to this lowercase T?" I thought to myself, that's exactly what you'd expect from a child that hasn't been indoctrinated. I said to her, "That's a God." She said in response, "Yeah, right." I switched the conversation and told her to write a note about what she had found and put it on the clubhouse door because somebody's probably looking for it. She agreed and did just that. I had to erase the part of the naked guy hanging on a lowercase T though, because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Anyways, thank you, Atheist Republic, for the platform. Much love and respect.
Hello, I'm Roger from Milan, Italy. I'd like to say that what you are doing is absolutely amazing because I think every country has got different problems coming out from religions, but I'm glad that people might feel not alone anymore by joining a community like Atheist Republic. So I think it's great what you're doing. Speaking of Italy, we've got a similar association called UAAR, Union of Atheists, Agnostics and Rationalists, that works in a different way. This association helps people in civil things. I don't know how to say. For example, atheists who want to be de-Christian, they help them to get this, or something, or if someone is fired because he or she is atheist, or you know, the crucifix is we in Italy we it's not you can pull you can put can't put pardon my bad English here in Italy we don't know English, but the crucifix is in schools or in hospitals, and it hasn't to be there, so they work for remove, you know, they work as a association in the civil things. And so I hope in the future more countries would have an association like this, because I feel it's very useful. And so if you come to Italy, remember that you have to check this who are and go to, you know, talk to them. but however, greetings from Italy. Go on in what you're doing. Bye.
Hello, Atheist Republic. How are you? And greetings from Uganda. My name is Mpaji Michael Kirumira, one of the pioneers of the GOBT rights in Uganda, and also the promoter of the Atheist Association of Uganda. And I've been an activist for the last 15 years, trying to defend and promote state separation of state from religion. I would like to work with you to enhance the work I'm doing in Uganda. I'll be very happy if I have an arrangement where you could work with me to have speaking engagements, and where I can come to the United States and speak to a group of people as I let you know about the issues affecting us because of religion. I'll be happy to hear from you. I would have written this, but I chose to try this. I haven't contacted anybody using a voicemail, but I hope I can now get a reply from you. Send me a message in my inbox, Facebook inbox, or my email is acstmkm@gmail.com.
Hi, I am a Jordanian atheist, 34 years old. I start asking about Islam, if it is a real or correct religion, when I was 13 years old, because I discovered one of the lies the teacher of Islamic book told us. It was the rock in Jerusalem that it have been hanged from the from the day Prophet Muhammad fly to God through seven skies. And then, after I read in science book The Revolution Theory, I found it more convincing. So I start asking about God if it is real. I have been insulting and hitting till 17 years, where I have to go to university. And after graduating, I start establishing the first group for atheists in Jordan. So we can communicate together and maybe meeting in a future outside in reality. But that doesn't work. All of us was afraid, and that was the reason. I make a secular group in Facebook, which is now an formal association in reality. People now are meeting there and talking together, and everybody know each other as a secular, but in fact most of them are atheists. Also, I work as a teacher, and I try with the student by the science material to convince them and talk with them and get them out of the religious books. And also, I worked against the Muslim Brotherhood inside Jordan because they were the responsible about the Teacher United. And that's all for 8 years. And because of my fighting, I lose my family, some of my friends, and some money. But it was my choice, and maybe that's, I think it was deserved that. I decide to go out and have a rest, so I ask assimilation in Netherlands, but I found myself living between Syrians, Muslims who attacked me 3 times, and the government didn't do anything. And in same times, the atheists here didn't care about us, not like other group where Muslims take care of Muslims refugee. The Christians in Netherlands take care of the Christian refugee. Gays and lesbian take care of the group of gays and lesbian refugee. Only atheists. They were no one ask us and them what we are need, if there is something we needed. And the government doesn't care about us. When I started my war against Muslims, I was thinking that I am starting for me. But after a while, I was working to save the community from this evil things, which is going around us and go out from Arab world to the whole world. But I'm sorry, I didn't see that the people outside, they really deserve that, because when I came to here, I didn't see anybody care about us. But now I'm living my only life here in Netherlands, and I hope to have a nationality, but I just get an 3 year experiment. So if I go out, return back to Arab world, I will not do anything. I will let the world go on like it was before. Thank you.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.